Greenland's ice sheet covers 80% of the island country's surface and contains roughly 8% of Earth's fresh water. And according to University of South Florida geologist Timothy Dixon, recent melting of the ice sheet is beginning to add to global sea level rise.
Sea level rise is going up at about 2 millimeters a year in the last century. At the present time, it's probably going up around 3 millimeters a year. And there's increasing contributions from Greenland and Antarctica.
Though those numbers may seem small now, experts fear sea level rise will accelerate as the century continues. At USF's College of Marine Science, Dixon said that Greenland could be one of the biggest contributors to that accelerated rise.
Greenland, especially southern Greenland, is a little bit different than Antarctica in terms of its potential for rapid melting. Basically, southern Greenland feels the Gulf Stream and the North Atlantic Current, and so that means it can warm up and melt very quickly on timescales of perhaps a few decades. I don't think it's going to melt in a few decades, but we can't completely eliminate the possibility that southern Greenland will undergo some pretty rapid melting in the next few decades.
Pointing to a graph that showed hundreds of thousands of years of sea level rise and ice volume information, Dixon said that when ice sheets melted in the past, they did so swiftly.
When sea level falls, it tends to fall relatively slowly. That implies that the ice is growing slowly. But when sea level rises, it can rise pretty quickly. So that implies that when the ice sheets grow, they grow slowly, taking sea level down. But when the ice sheets melt, they can melt pretty rapidly.
A recent NASA study found that the Greenland ice sheet experienced its greatest melting last summer. In southern Greenland, it lasted 50 days longer than average. The science agency estimated faster melting could raise sea level 6 inches higher than expected by 2050. In 2007, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change forecasted that sea levels would rise by 1.5 to 2 feet by the end of the century. But Dixon said those estimates did not include Greenland and Antarctic ice sheet melting from rising temperatures.
The last IPCC report kind of passed on the whole Greenland part. They said something like sea level could rise about 0.5 meter plus some unknown amount due to Greenland. And that's kind of frightening that we really don't know what Greenland is going to do.
Many experts now claim that those numbers are very conservative, and sea levels could rise by 1 meter or more by the end of the century. Reporting from St. Petersburg, this is Matthew Simmental for WMNF News.